T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen, Lee, what the Democrats are trying to do here is just protect Ilhan Omar.
Yes.
Because she is in a lot of danger.
Well.
Wait. What? Yeah, see, the reason that we can't name her in, you know, the what was supposed to be a censure of her, which, by the way, do you know that Pelosi let her edit it? Oh, you know, now that we think about it, I know a little anti-Semitism is not a big thing. It's just when there's a lot of anti-Semitism that it's a problem.
No, here's the thing. Democrats are perfectly fine with their anti-Semites. It's only when it's a Republican anti-Semite that they've got an issue with it.
Jan Schakowsky, okay, let me set all this up. Okay, first of all, Nancy Pelosi came out. She's asked the question, you know, you were going to condemn her by name for her endless anti-Semitism, which, by the way, the Democrat leadership asked her to stop, and she doubled down with more tweets, right? So she's already been asked to stop once. You know, and so they're asking, you know, her name was originally in it. You let her edit it. Her name was taken out. You know, why are you not going to hold her responsible? I mean, we just heard Steve King, what, a month ago, censured by Congress.
And removed from his committee.
He didn't even say. He did not even say. When he released the transcript, the New York Times had paraphrased him to make it sound like he said something racist. What he said was not racist at all. Here's Nancy Pelosi explaining, you know, why, what's up with Ilhan Omar.
There's one resolution addressing these forms of hatred, not mentioning her name because it's not about her. I do not believe that she understood the full weight of the words. I feel confident that her words were not based on any anti-Semitic attitude.
Don't you think that's rather demeaning? Oh, she just didn't understand. If a man had said that about a female representative, misogyny. That's exactly what we'd be hearing. I just think that they're just making excuses. And by the way, this is a woman that they changed House rules for because of her religious beliefs. Did you
Ooh,
know that?
Yes, I did. I forgot about that.
There had been a House rule that you were not to wear a hat or any head covering in the halls of Congress since 1837. That was changed for her. So a woman who was sitting here taking advantage of getting rules changed to protect her religious beliefs, criticizing others for theirs in a very racist and anti-Semitic way.
Well, here's what else the Democrats are saying. She might be a little anti-Semitic, but we can't criticize her. Here's Horizontal Harris, who is running for...
Every time you say that. Horizontal Harris.
Yes, so just as a reference to how she was able to work her way up the ladder. Horizontal Harris, who is running for president in 2020, wrote in a statement that the continued attention directed at Ilhan Omar, the first two Muslim women to serve in Congress, puts her at risk of possible violence. So, I mean, yeah, she might be anti-Semitic, but we can't talk about it because she might be beaten like a Trump supporter in a MAGA hat.
Exactly. That's the only people that are getting clocked these days.
I know. It's day after day.
Not that we're promoting that.
No,
it's
absolutely not.
Hey, you know, you talk about fake news. You talk about a threat against a Democrat. That's not the issue. It's these progressive liberal socialists that are attacking conservatives and Republicans. Almost exclusively.
Here's what she said. We all have a response, Horizontal Harris. We all have a responsibility to speak out against anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, racism, and all forms of hatred and bigotry. But like some of my colleagues in the Congressional Black Caucus, I am concerned that the spotlight being put on Congresswoman Omar may put her at risk. Oh, okay. So if she speaks out against, you know, she says anti-Semitic things, then, you know, we can't talk about it because she might get hurt. Why don't they worry about that with Trump?
Yeah.
When they claim he's an anti-Semite with zero.
Yeah.
Zero facts, zero evidence. You're not worried a president's going to get hurt? Assassinated? Not worried about that.
Claim he's a white supremacist?
Yeah. Aren't you putting a target on his back? Oh, well, that's fine. We would, you know, we have a duty to call him out. Well, then why don't you have a duty to call her out?
Yeah.
It gets worse. Representative Jan Schakowsky went a step further. That because she brings diversity to the caucus, they need to try to understand her different views on Jews, which last week we called anti-Semitism, but today it's just diversity.
What about American citizens' different views on illegal immigrants?
Well, no, that just
any
makes you a xenophobe.
There? Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
gotcha.
No, that's just xenophobe. Yeah. We can tell by looking at you that you're a xenophobe. Here is Democrat Representative Jan Schakowsky, who is Jewish, by the way, defending Ilhan Omar.
And I want to tell you, Ilhan Omar is a refugee from Somalia. She comes from a different culture. She has things to learn. I am not either trivializing anti-Semitism or the things that she said or saying that it's okay that she said them. But what I am saying is that I think this is a learning moment for her and a learning moment for the caucus on how to get along. And frankly...
Oh, please.
See, we have to learn how to get along because, you know, she's a Somalian refugee, you see, and she had no idea anti-Semitism was a problem, no matter how many times the Democrat leadership told her publicly to stop.
Well, you know, maybe then Donald Trump, you know, he's not a real politician. You know, he's got a lot of learning to do, and all that collusion that he was doing with the Russians, you know, maybe this is a learning moment for him. You realize I'm saying this completely tongue-in-cheek here.
Or how about this? You know, when he used that word nationalist, which the media extrapolated into white nationalists, two completely different things.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, maybe that should have, we should have just looked at that as a learning moment for him not to use that word, right?
Yeah.
We just give him a pass. We just, you know what, we'll just try to get along better in the caucus.
You just have to remember that saying putting America first makes some people uncomfortable.
Right. And, you know, we can't expect Trump to know that.
You know, and you know, particularly if you are going to be the leader of America, you certainly don't want to go around talking about putting Americans first. Please, what's wrong with you, you know?
She, too, said that we have to stop criticizing her anti-Semitism because it could put her at danger. Here's what she said. But Islamophobia is, this is Jan Schakowsky, but Islamophobia is also a huge problem. And I want to tell you that Ilhan Omar, Congresswoman, is under tremendous attack. She said death threats. I think maybe she needs some security. And why? Because I think in part the Republicans in the media have blown this up. So, you know, we can't criticize her because someone, you know, she might get death threats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, doesn't Trump get death threats?
Yeah.
So then we shouldn't criticize him anymore for fake hate.
Oh, wait a minute. No, you can't have equal treatment here, Tara. What are you thinking?
Yeah, that's right. Because we can tell by looking at him that he's a anti-Semitic racist. You know what's going to be ironic? It's not going to be 3 months before they're out there again calling Trump an anti-Semite. No. It won't be. We will catch them doing it in the next 3 months. I wouldn't give them that long. 6 weeks? Well, you think 6 weeks they'll be out there, here's an anti-Semite. And we'll say, well, you can't say that. It'll get them killed. And they'll be like, good, because they're crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you know what we're doing this morning?
What
this
are
is
we
so
doing?
Wrong, but I can't help it. We are doing I Married a Moron.
Okay.
Which, you know, your
Well,
your
my
spouse.
Wife could say that. But
right, yeah, I know. Your spouse is another a person you love and in other ways very intelligent. But, you know, we all do super stupid things. And if you're married to someone, they're around a lot. So they're bound to see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, what totally stupid, mindless thing did your spouse do that you saw and you've always wanted to tell someone because it was so funny, but you couldn't? Well, it's your opportunity to share it with the entire Greenville Metro so we can all have a laugh.
Text carefully here, guys.
Yes,
text carefully.
Carefully. I will not, as usual, be giving out phone numbers. I protect those. In a second, the dumbest thing Nancy Pelosi has said so far this week. But first, I married a moron. You love your spouse. You do. But we all do dumb things. And if you spend enough time around somebody else, they're bound to see them. The kind of thing that you before always hoped nobody would catch when you did it or said it. What totally dumb thing have you seen your spouse or your family member, your mother-in-law, whoever, say or do that you just died and you always wanted to share it with somebody? I love this one. Texter writes on the text line, before flying to Hawaii, my wife asked when we were going to the bank to exchange U.S. money for their money. I had a reminder that Hawaii is a state in the United States of America. Oh, boy. Texter writes, here's another one. Was driving, so... was driving, so I didn't get in on the overheard segment, but wifey and I were watching open ceremonies for the Olympics with all the participating countries coming in with their flags. Wifey asks, where's Hawaii? Oh, the Hawaiian bobsled team. Yeah, it's great. No, you know, we can all wish that Hawaii was not a U.S. state, that it was, in fact, a foreign country. And sometimes I feel like it is a foreign country, like right now when their legislature is demanding that we repeal the Second Amendment. But unfortunately, we're stuck with them. Texter writes, sleet is bouncing off of my windshield in Malden. For real? Are you sure about that? Wasn't somebody throwing coke out the window as they went down the highway? Why would they do that? It's not like there's any law enforcement out there. Oh, boy. Texter writes, maybe Camaro Harris is the 69 model. I'm not going there. Not doing that. You're on your own. Texter writes, let's see. My brother walked into the same sliding glass door twice in the same day. Must have been squeaky clean. Texter writes, Tara, what is Ilhan Omar in danger of? Unless she wears a MAGA hat in public, defends Trump on CNN, or makes AOC's list by voting with the Republicans in the House, she is perfectly safe. That's what I said. Texter writes, hubby put dishwashing liquid in the dishwasher. Our kids had a ball. Bless his little pea-picking heart. So says Beth in Pumpkin Town. We're about to get to the really dumb thing that Nancy Pelosi said, by the way. Texter writes, my sister had to work one morning and had to leave early for the appointment. Went out to get in her car, I guess she means, could not find it, called the police to report it missing. Come to find out, she parked it at the rear of the office. Oh, my gosh. Texter writes, sleet in Spartanburg about 6:45. Really? Huh. All right. We all want to laugh on a Friday, right? I'm having the worst time being serious today. Forgive me. Texter writes, hey, Tara, about dumb stuff. Obama thinking NASA needed a Muslim outreach because they would like to learn about rockets into space. No, they would not use that knowledge for missiles. What do we need missiles for? Texter writes, I dated a moron once. Oh, really? Me too. I dated a moron once who saw a bumper sticker and asked, who is Bush Cheney? After they had been elected president and vice president of the United States. Whoa. I noticed you say dated the moron. I'm assuming not married. Very smart. Texter writes, Tara, moron story. Husband made me Campbell's canned tomato soup when I was sick, but didn't know you had to add a can of water or milk, LOL. It was so salty. Yeah, and clumpy, I bet, too. Oh, boy. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. All right, the stupid thing Nancy Pelosi said. Now, keep in mind, Nancy Pelosi was recently awarded the honorary title of president of the Republic of the Rio Grande, an autonomous area that, to the rest of us, exists where the actual U.S. border is. And the Republic of the Rio Grande actually was a country for about 9 months back in the 1800s. When they were still settling that kind of thing up. But for the rest of us, since then, we've had, you know, like borders to this country. But as the Democrat Party increasingly does not recognize the borders of this country, she was happy and proud to accept the honorary title of President of the Republic of the Rio Grande, a country no longer recognized by the rest of us. So for her to do this is not surprising. Nancy Pelosi, in a press conference earlier this week, said the United States must not suppress the vote of newly arrived legal immigrants, including the foreign nationals who arrive en masse at the U.S.-Mexico border. Okay, currently, they're not allowed to vote in federal elections. During a press conference in Austin, Texas this week, Pelosi admitted that the goal for the country's mass illegal and legal immigration system, that's both, is to ensure the more than 1.5 million new arrivals who come to the U.S. every year are on the voter rolls. That's great she's admitting this. Pelosi added that it is immigrants, not American citizens, who make the nation more American, which is why they increasingly don't recognize citizenship anyway, at least not as a differentiating factor between, you know, illegal immigrants and us. Here's what she said. When we talk about newcomers, we have to recognize the constant reinvigoration of America, that they are, that we all have been, our families, and that unless you're blessed to be Native American, which is a blessing in itself that we respect, but that constant reinvigoration of hope, determination, optimism, courage to make the future better for the next generation, those are American traits. And these newcomers make America more American. And we want them, when they are here, to be fully part of our system, and that means not suppressing the vote of our newcomers to America. By this, she means legal and illegal immigrants. These newcomers, she said, should be able to fully participate in voting. This is exactly the goal. They will give them the vote, folks, as soon as they steal enough congressional districts from, red states and transfer them to sanctuary states like California, using the census to count the illegals, because the illegals count as bodies. And if you get enough bodies packed in there, you get congressional districts by, guess what, population. The newcomers should be able to fully participate in the voting, Pelosi said, even if they just got here, including the hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens and border crossers who arrive at the southern border every year. Quote, we in California see people coming from a different direction, but the same welcome. You see them coming, many from the south, southern border, but should be the same welcome. Honey, they're coming illegally. God help us. This is the goal, folks. This is where they're going. They are trying to normalize this. You get to toe over what used to be the border, but is now the Republic of the Rio Grande, and you can just vote. I mean, you just show up here. If you just want to come just for the election, that'll be fine, too. Texter writes, Terry, it sounds like Pelosi is openly admitting they are for illegals voting. Yeah, I know. It's amazing. I mean, they've always been for that, but I mean, to actually openly admit it, when you suggest that the country shouldn't have borders, I mean, how much more of a step is that? Oh, boy. Texter writes, Several years ago, our family took a trip to Washington, D.C. Okay, this is a sister-in-law one. Several years ago, our family took a trip to Washington, D.C., this person writes. As we were viewing the city from atop the Washington Monument, my sister-in-law commented that wasn't it a coincidence that the monument and the city had the same name as our first president, George Washington. Not a coincidence. I lovingly informed her that they were named in honor of him, a fact that she had somehow never connected together. Who knew? Good morning. All right. On this Friday, Nancy Pelosi. I'm really glad that she's finally out with this. And I need to actually turn the audio back on here. I work so hard for you, cutting audio at the break. I don't know whatever host does that as it breaks. Nancy Pelosi finally fessed up. I've been telling y'all for ages. The whole point of the illegal immigrants eventually is to get them all voting. But before that is to have them counted in the census so that they can steal congressional districts from red areas so that they don't actually have to make arguments for what they believe. And that the number in a court case, I can't repeat this enough times, currently filed by the state of Alabama is 20. Alabama is about to have another congressional district stolen from them and redistributed to California, and that is based on census counts. That's how we allocate congressional districts. We count how many people are in the area, and if, one area is losing people and another is gaining them, well, that, the other area gets the congressional district, right? So that's the importance of illegal immigrants, because in 2016, the Supreme Court ruled that the census, unfortunately, could count illegal immigrants. And so this is the racket. So Alabama is charging that the district they're about to lose and 20 others are actually should be in red states, were stolen from citizens and redistributed using, illegal alien bodies counted in the census. So, I mean, you look at 20 districts, if they had not been reallocated, Republicans would still control the House of Representatives by 2 seats. It's a thin margin, but still. So, and you see how they are literally suppressing our votes, citizen votes, in the hopes that illegal immigrants will allow them to gain more and more and more power. And this is why they want the border wide open. I mean, they do not care if every MS-13 member comes here and shoots our streets up, shoots the subway up, public executions like in the last month. They don't care. Threatens the NYPD, says they're going to kill them at home. Don't care. Every one of those MS-13 bodies. Maybe they're covered with blood from killing people with a machete in public parks, but it's no big deal. They all are an extra body to be counted in the census so that they can steal districts from citizens who won't vote for them and allocate them to sanctuary areas. This is the whole purpose of sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, so that the illegals will flock to one place and not dilute, so that then the congressional districts can be redistributed away from citizens to areas with a lot of non-citizens. But that even isn't enough for the left. Nancy Pelosi, in a speech, she's talking about Reagan and Reagan going on about the Statue of Liberty and how our ancestors were greeted by. But today in California, they are welcomed from a different direction, the southern border. She forgets to note that our ancestors legally came here, and these folks are breaking into the country, a completely huge difference, which the Democrats regularly gloss over. Then she goes on to say that we really need to stop denying them their voting rights. Wait, what? No, you heard that right. They just got here. They're scrubbing the desert dust off their back. They broke into the country illegally. But we cannot continue to deny them their voting rights. Wait a minute. What about the people of Arizona? You know, the citizens? I know citizenship, meaningless term these days. But the citizens, you know, the ones currently suing because the congressional districts were allocated where the illegals are? Like them. What about their voting right? Nobody cares. Nobody cares about their voting rights. Nobody cares. Here's Nancy Pelosi explaining the scheme, in case you ever doubted me about what the plan was.
We in California see people coming from a different direction, but the same welcome. You see them coming from this, many from the south, southern border, but should be the same welcome. And we want them, when they come here, to be fully part of our system. And that means not suppressing the vote of our newcomers to America.
And that means not suppressing the vote of the newcomers to America. Now, if we're going to suppress the vote of the people of Alabama, that's okay. Alabama specifically suing because they're saying, listen, the reason they lost their congressional seat is because they don't have a lot of illegal immigrants in Alabama. Not as many as in California, where the congressional district is being transferred. So apparently the Pelosi point of view is just go ahead and transfer the districts from the citizens. But, you know, it's okay to disenfranchise them of their vote. But the illegals, now that's another thing. Texter writes, please welcome the new president of the United States, El Chapo. Viva, viva, El Chapo. Heck, why not? From the earlier I Married a Moron segment, I invited you to tell me that dumb thing your spouse did that time you saw you were about to die, or maybe a member of your family. Texter writes, my sister-in-law once cooked a frozen pizza without taking off the cardboard. She said the directions did not say to take off the cardboard. Does she vote for people like Nancy Pelosi? I just asking. Texter writes, Tara, I'm going to rename all of my guns MS-13. That way, the Democrats will protect them. Yeah, they're going to want them to vote, too, every one of them. Let's see. Good morning, Tara. My ex-husband watched me successfully beat the smoking habit, and then, while on a business trip to Ireland, decided to tour the Waterford Crystal Factory, brought me back a gift, a Waterford Crystal ashtray. It didn't go over well, nor did the marriage. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Text writes, when we switched from videotape rentals to DVDs the first time before returning the DVD rental, my wife asked me how to rewind it. True story. Oh, another texter simply writes, happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, to you too. Oh, here's the new text. Nancy Pelosi has no soul. No, she doesn't. She doesn't. Listen, human value is being assigned differently in our society now. And I mean, if your human value is based entirely on your membership in a grievance group. If you are not a member of a designated bona fide grievance group, like illegal immigrants, you just don't count. This is the same party that tells white males don't vote. No, don't vote because that'll dilute the women's vote. Just, you know, and don't run for office if you're white male. Just, you know, don't just stop. Worried about getting the illegal immigrants to vote. No. Actually accusing people, others who are not her, of disenfranchising the illegals. of their vote. I can't believe this piece of audio. I mean, my head is still spinning. I can't process it. Texter writes, the Democrats are constantly hatching long-term strategies like their illegal immigrant scheme. Why don't we hear of similar long-term yet legal strategies from the Republicans? Maybe they are smarter than they appear. No, they're not. No, right now they're not going to stop it because everything the Democrats are doing is going to help to defeat Trump. And so, I mean, they have no incentive. They're Republican. They want their party back from him. And so, no, they have no incentive to stop any of it. The problem is they're going to wake up and realize they don't have a party. Oh, my. Talk about stupid things you've seen your spouse do. I love this one. My wife voted for Hillary. Dang, that is dumb. Is this the same guy who had the wife who didn't put the car in park before she tried to start it and had to call you across town to fix it for her? I just curious. Ah, Venezuela. You seen the headlines from Venezuela today? Boy, this doesn't tell you everything. Yep. To me, one of the biggest stories this week that should have been but wasn't was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's refusal to condemn Maduro. When given a chance, a reporter says to his local reporter, a national reporter would never do such a thing. Hey, you know, you want to condemn Maduro? Now, keep in mind, Maduro has had his political opponents crucified alive inside the jails there in Venezuela, has sent death squads after those who oppose him politically. Those death squads often kill people in front of their families when they weren't killing their families along with them. And then carted them through the streets so everybody could see what happens when you oppose Maduro. But I mean, other than that, he's a great guy. He really is. The important thing is to remember how we got here. The critical piece, the media will not tell you. How did we get here? Well, let's go back to 1999. Hugo Chavez. Another guy that I'm sure Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would only have good things to say about, was swept into power along with the Socialist Party by promising what? Well, the same thing the Democrats are promising right now, health care for all, universal health care. It was going to be awesome. It swept them to power. 1999, by 2012, they'd taken the guns, which is how they ended up here. They not only don't have free health care, they don't really have any health care. Their hospitals have broken down. Surgeons complaining they couldn't even do surgery because there's no running water. So not only do they not have health care, they don't have running water. And they don't have food. And they don't have their guns. Except party members in good standing. The guns were redistributed to them so they could shoot their neighbors to put down the food riots. The platform of Hugo Chavez in 1999, virtually indistinguishable from the platform today of the top tier Democrat Party. Environmental crap, and of course, we're going to have health care for all. Well, now, not only do they not have health care for all, they don't have food for all. So what are the headlines today? Not only do they not have health care for all or food for all, they don't have energy, like electricity. AP, Caracas, Venezuela. Much of Venezuela plunged into darkness Thursday morning, creating chaos as people struggled to navigate their way home amid what appeared to be one of the biggest blackouts yet in a country where power failures have become common. This is what you get when you think you're going to get something for nothing. You get nothing at all. The power outage began just as commuters were leaving work. Hundreds crammed the streets of Caracas, forced to walk because subway service was stopped. A snarl of cars jammed the streets amid confusion generated by blackened stoplights. President Nicolas Maduro, who Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez refuses to condemn, said the outage was an electrical war directed by the United States in a statement on Twitter. His information minister, Jorge Rodriguez, said right-wing extremists intent on creating pandemonium by leaving the South American nation without power for several days were behind the blackout. But he offered no proof. Kind of like, you know, all of our intel services in Washington. They had no proof. A little bit of patience, Rodriguez urged on state television. If you're in your home, stay in your home. If you're in a protected space or work, it's better for you to stay there. But as night wore on in Caracas, patience was running thin. Residents threw open their windows and banged pots and pans in the darkness. Good thing they still have those, although what they use them for, I don't know. Given this headline, 6 weeks after Juan Guaido declared himself Venezuela's president, U.S. lawmakers are worried that the momentum behind his political movement could stall. Why? Oh, because in addition to not having the health care that was free that they were promised, not having electricity, they also don't have food. One reason that the revolutionary movement to get rid of Maduro has stalled, the Venezuelan people, once residents of Latin America's wealthiest country, may be too weakened by starvation to take to the streets much longer. Wow, where do I go sign up for this deal? Socialism, sign on the dotted line, it's awesome. And you got to tell us sequentially how they got here. It's not a mystery. It's not confusing. We don't know. Maybe Chavez screwed up. No. No. It's exactly the kind of nationalization of industry that they are supporting through the Green New Deal. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's how we got here. Not hard to understand if you care to look at history. By the way, you got to wonder where they are with this starvation thing, because I double checked this. You know, the average Venezuelan lost 19 pounds in 2017. So we can only assume the same amount of weight loss in 2018. So that's like what? Even in Common Core math, it's like 38 pounds, right? And now we're into 2019. So I mean, they got to be over 40 pounds loss. So just wondering, you know, unless you started off fat, you're just not hanging on real well with the starvation. I just pray for these people. God help them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.